We're going to follow up now on what U.S. and Iraqi officials described as a breakthrough. They killed the two top leaders of the terrorist group al-Qaeda in Iraq. But that group may not be finished yet, NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Here's Vice President Joe Biden announcing the deaths of the two men, Abu Umar al-Baghdadi and Abu Uyab al-Masri.
Their deaths are potentially devastating blows to al-Qaeda Iraq.
Now here's President Bush 4 years ago talking about the operation that killed the previous leader of the group, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
Zarqawi's death is a severe blow to al-Qaeda. It's a victory in the global war on terror.
There tends to be often an overreaction to specific leaders being scarfed up.
That's Paul Pillar, a former top official at the CIA's Counterterrorist Center.
The groups we're talking about have demonstrated a strong ability to replace their losses, even at fairly senior ranks.
Pillar and others say al-Qaeda in Iraq has continued to grow in strength. The group was blamed for a recent string of car bombs in the Iraqi capital. It's still not known whether the loss of their leaders will amount to a devastating blow. But U.S. officials are making another claim that the Iraqi military was in the lead on this mission. Here's a top American officer in Iraq, General Ray Odierno, on MSNBC.
What made it more important was the cooperation between U.S. forces, between the Iraqis, their intelligence collection, their ability to conduct this operation with our support. So this is an indicator of their increased capability.
So what specifically did the Iraqis do? While many details are unclear, officials say the Iraqis provided some key intelligence. Andrew Exum, a former Army Ranger, now defense analyst, says that's significant.
When I was in Iraq in 2003, 2004, trying to do capture-kill missions aimed at senior Ba'athist leadership, we didn't have much success, in large part due to the fact that our intelligence was often so spotty.
So intelligence was one thing. There's a second key area. Iraqi forces, especially commando units that were part of the mission, are said to be more competent. All this is very different from just a few years ago. The killing of Zarqawi in 2006 was almost exclusively an American operation. So too was the capture of Saddam Hussein in 2003. Still, there was a big U.S. role in this week's nighttime operation. The target, a safe house in a dusty corner of western Iraq. One of the al-Qaeda leaders was found in a hole nearby. Another blew himself up as U.S. and Iraqi forces moved in. The Americans provided special operations forces, high-tech intelligence equipment, helicopters firing missiles. A U.S. Army Ranger died in the operation when his helicopter crashed. So the question of who actually led the operation is open to debate, but American officials prefer to let the Iraqis take the credit. Paul Pillar, the former CIA official, says who took the lead is beside the point. The key issue is the future of al-Qaeda in Iraq.
It does appear that the Sunni insurgent threat, especially of the sort that has been identified with al-Qaeda in Iraq, is waxing more than waning.
That threat is on the rise, says Pillar, because the movement still has support among some Sunni Arabs who feel they have little voice in the Shiite-dominated government in Baghdad. And that's a political problem. It's not one that can be solved by a military operation, no matter who's in the lead. Tom Bowman, NPR News.